This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello and welcome to Over Some Milo. I'm Sumeya.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Krishna.
And we're high school graduates now, though we still have exams to go, which I don't really understand that system that they have going on. But technically, we're high school graduates just waiting on our level 3 diploma to come through. A level 3 certificate, if you will. And it's got me feeling a few different things, but I'm yet to cry, I feel.
Last day, I didn't cry. Leave us dinner. I didn't cry, but people came up to me with tears and I hugged them and they got me started.
Yeah, I kind of get it.
I cry when I see other people cry, because Sam was crying.
Did you see me cry? No.
Good.
Perfect.
Good. I don't normally cry.
Me neither. Because did you guys have like time capsules?
No.
Okay. We had like letters to our future selves.
Wait, we had that too, but my like rapid teacher, my like form teacher lost them.
Oh, boo.
Because our form teacher changed in year 10 and then our original one lost them.
Don't tell me it's still at her house.
I don't know. She said I had it in a file somewhere and now I can't find it and I'm really sad. My letter was really something stupid like, I hate life and I hate school because I was just an angry 13-year-old.
Mine sounded like a robot wrote it. I was like that when back then.
Mine was boring, but my sister had put like a note in. And then that made me cry.
Oh, that is so
sad.
And
then I couldn't, like, I was constantly on the verge of crying after I stopped. And then my classics teacher came up to me, and she's like, oh, it's a lot, isn't it? And I'm like, no, where's my sister? And I started crying again. And then, like, every time, like, I would stop crying, and then someone would go, so what did your sister write? And then I would, like, I can't talk about it. I'm going to start crying again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the rest of the night, after the night had finished, I was in the bathroom, and my friend was like, so what was in that note? And I was like, guys, stop asking me.
I can't disclose this.
I can't do this right now.
Oh, that's so sad.
Just cry when other people are crying.
Yeah, I mean.
So,
we had our graduation ceremony. Okay, we had our last day on Tuesday, like last proper day with the classes and all that.
That's so silly. You have Labor Day and then you have your last day.
Yeah, I know. Stupid. And then yesterday we had our, in the morning we had graduation assembly, which was just like, you graduate and you graduate and you get a certificate and you get a certificate, you know, for everybody. Yeah. Like everybody gets the graduation certificate. And then they played a bunch of videos like where'd all the time go?
Oh my gosh.
And then they showed photos of you in year 9 and then you in year 13.
Yeah, they did that at Leave Us Dinner.
Why? And when somebody had a really big, like, glow up or glow down, everybody would, like, cheer and scream. And I was so scared about mine. Because I didn't have a glow up or glow down. I just looked exactly the same. And then when I came, everybody, instead of being like, whoa, everybody was like, oh. And I was like, oh.
Oh, my God.
But not in like, a gross way. In a, like, wow.
You look the same.
Yeah, and I was like,
that's kind of funny.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, there was a few. It's mainly like when people had like a whole group of friends and their whole group. And then there was someone who is in our history class who I don't like. You might know. But apparently, I wasn't in the room because I was getting dessert. Mm. I had a mission. But apparently, no one clapped. Because usually people would clap when
the
thing
came
up.
Yeah, of course.
Did silence when her one came up. And I think that's the funniest thing.
Wait, I want to know who this girl is.
Disclose later.
Okay. She usually sits, like, you know my row in history? Like, she usually sits at the end next to the charger.
Oh! Short hair?
Yes. Crazy breakup.
Oh, damn.
Oh, goodness me.
Damn.
But, yeah, and so we had that graduation assembly, and nobody knew that your parents were allowed to come to that.
Oh.
And my parents were so upset because I'm their youngest child and they really wanted to go to another high school event.
Yeah.
But they never could. And they were like, is there anything we can come to? And I was like, not prize giving because I'm not getting any flipping awards. And I don't think parents are allowed at graduation ceremony. And I asked people and everybody said, no, I don't think so.
That's Damn.
And there were a handful of parents. And then we had to be somewhere after graduation assembly. But I just went home to hug my mom because I was so sad. I was like, how could you say that? How could you do this to me? And I went home and I gave my mom a big hug. And she was like, well, it's over now, isn't it? And I was like, yeah. So anyway, I got to go back to school. Bye. So I hugged my parents and we talked for like 5 seconds. And then I left and I came back to school. Mm. And then we had our we had our...
Leavers?
Prize giving.
Right.
Sorry, I'm running out of words recently. We had our prize giving assembly. Very cool. They played How to Train Your Dragon orchestra version. And they sang Enchanted choir version. Should have taken a video. I felt like I was ascending to the heavens. That was amazing.
Oh my god!
And you sang it in British accents for some reason. That was odd.
Enchanted?
Yes, by Taylor Swift.
Yeah. But they say like Enchanted sing it. To
yes,
meet you.
Yes, they were like, I'm enchanted,
I was enchanted to meet you.
Yes, that's exactly what they...
That's so funny. I cracked up.
And they're like... Lingering questions kept me up. And I was like, why are you speaking like that?
At our one, we had two of the like best performers. They did For Good from Wicked.
Oh my goodness.
That was
devastating.
So good.
They were about to cry. We at my table we were crying.
Damn.
Because I knew them mainly, but you could see them like trying not to cry. And I was they didn't choose to do that. They were trying to convince the head of like the person who was organizing it. Because it was her idea, and they were like, we should do like High School Musical or something. Like,
oh my god,
is it fun, maybe?
They played that at our school too. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, instead we all cried.
So.
I'm upset right now.
Your school allows parents, Boys High allows parents, every other school allows parents,
but
our school.
We don't have a graduation ceremony.
No, like, leavers dinner.
Non-existent. Oh, leavers dinner.
No, we don't have parents at leavers dinner.
No.
Really? Every other school does. Besides our one.
I don't know if Boys High.
What? Why would you have parents at leavers dinner?
Yeah, no.
I have no idea.
Okay, when my sister was in high school, there was no graduation, but they picked up a certificate from the dean to say that they had graduated.
That's even lamer. I'd rather not have anything.
Yeah, I do not like graduating like that.
So odd. No, but what I'm trying to say is, and then our thing finished at... Our prize giving finished at 3:30-ish. It finished at 3:30. And we had to be at the venue for Leavers dinner, which was also that evening, at 6.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand why people keep
saying
that. Why
is it all
on
the same day?
I know. And so nobody, like, really cried too much. Well, at least my friend group didn't, because we were really confused. Mm. Like, you can't cry after prize giving because we're seeing each other in 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's like, oh, I don't... It feels awkward to cry now. Like,
yeah. It was similar with us because we had leavers dinner last week and then we still had two more, like another day of school because we were meant to have, because it was Wednesday last week and then we had the strike day and then we had the last day. So at leavers dinner, we were all crying and we were like, oh my God, I'm going to miss you so much. But I'll see you on Friday.
That's so odd.
Feel like nobody would have started crying if the school song didn't start playing.
No, the school song was a banger, actually.
It was a banger.
I was crying at For Good, not the school song.
I was crying at the school song.
Oh, no, it was a banger.
Wait, but that's even worse than ours. Because ours is like, leavers dinner, and then we only see each other during exams, and that's it.
That's how it usually is. It's usually leavers dinner is during, study week before, tutorial week. Mm. And then they moved it up for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, so odd.
Silly.
No, we had, I forget the words.
Prize-giving?
We had, a solid 2 hours to get ready, because the venue if everybody lives in our school area, it's a 20-ish minute drive to the place where we had our leavers dinner.
Winery?
Yes, Villagrad. Right. And so our thing finished at 3:30. Everybody takes photos after that. Mm-hmm. So, and then everybody gets home. Say everybody gets home around 4:15. Mm-hmm. Then they want to eat something because they probably haven't eaten since the start of the day. Mm-hmm. me, my day. So say they start getting ready at 4:30. They have 1 hour to normal people. Hair, outfit, makeup, shoes. They have 1 hour to get ready, and to leave their house and get to the venue on time.
Mm.
It's so nice. If my hair gets oily, I have to wash it anywhere I go. You, if your hair gets oily, you can just put on it and leave.
Yes, I love that. Sometimes I postpone hair wash days because I just can't be bothered. And I'm like, wait, nobody's going to see this. So it does make me happy. But the cons is I don't know how to do my hair at all. But I don't really care, so life is breezy. But yeah, our school's system is a little odd. But yeah, I still had a great time.
Having three events on the same day.
Yeah, everybody was like confused when was the right time to cry. Because the graduation assembly was so sentimental. Like it was like, ooh, as I said, where'd all the time go? They were playing that song every 30 seconds.
Oh.
And it was really sentimental, so it would have made a lot of sense to cry after that. But it also would have made a lot of sense to cry after prize giving, because that's the last time you come to school for a school event.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also makes sense to cry after leavers dinner, because the only time you'll see each other is exams. Like, it's officially over now.
Mm-hmm. I'm not functioning.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't want to cry three times, and I don't want to cry no times, but that's how it happened.
Right.
I only cried one time, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And because I never cry ever in my life. Why am I lying? I never like cry in public because I can't be bothered. You know, it takes energy to cry.
Facts.
But though a tear did slip out, but I had a very valid reason as to why. The head boy at our school is my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, he started, like, as much as I may not like my family, I love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, every time he, like, was speaking and he got a prize or something, I could hear his dad, my uncle from the bleachers, go, yeah, go, like, his name. And I was like, that is so sad. I love that so much.
Aww.
That he was just, because he came from a different country to witness his son giving his final address.
Aww.
And it was so sweet. I loved him.
Oh, that's right. He lives back home.
Yes. No, he doesn't live back home. He lives in a different country. Anyway, and then in my cousin's speech.
Wait, I'm talking about someone else.
Yes, you are talking about somebody else. In the head boy's speech, he was like, and he started thanking his sisters, like, individually, because he just has three sisters.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, to this sister, this, and to that sister, this, and to the final sister, this, and no matter how, like, what position I'm in, the head boy is just a title, and it doesn't change how much I love you all and whatnot.
Aww.
And that made a tear slip out of my eye.
Aww.
Because
that's
I'm
so
like,
sweet.
I don't know about other people, but I know these people. Like, I know those sisters, and I know that they truly do love each other just that much, and it made me so upset.
Aww.
And I had to let a tear slip out. But then the other head boy started speaking and the tear went right back up my eye and dried
up. Dried right up.
Yeah, I was like, yes, I don't care about you. Anyway. But yeah. And then my uncle, like, cheering every time.
Wait, so what did you guys do on your last day at school?
Went to our classes. Oh, we had the t-shirt signing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like,
yeah,
everybody wear a white t-shirt.
I only went to my three classes and then I didn't go to the rest.
Yeah, like, it was more like you go to the class, drop off your bag, and then leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what I did. Because we had stupid prize-giving practice period 1 and 2 on our last day. So I missed my last history lesson and I missed half of my last study period.
Oh, man.
But luckily, it was only an hour and a half long, the practice, because it was meant to be 2 hours.
Mm.
Finished early, so I had the rest of my study period to find all of my teachers.
Yeah.
Which was great. And then I went to the rest of my classes that day.
That's nice.
Yeah, so we spent the whole day just signing shirts.
Yeah,
basically same.
And then during lunchtime in the quad, were you there?
No, because we had a shared lunch for drama.
So in the
I saw it and I stayed far away.
So in the quad at lunchtime, everyone changed their shirts and everything.
Mm.
And we got water guns from the $2 store.
Oh.
And we had a water gun fight.
Yeah, I stayed away from
that. That's so fun.
It was so good. And then because not everyone had water guns, we got plastic cups.
Oh, and we're just throwing water at each other? Yeah, that's too much, mate. That's like my biggest fear.
No, but the worst part was there was like a whole other gang on the deck.
Yeah.
And they had Weet-Bix and water.
I heard about that.
What do you mean?
So they crushed Weet-Bix on people's heads. They crushed Weet-Bix in water and then they just
and
splashed on the deck.
Yeah.
So they splashed like sludge at people.
Yeah.
Ew. That's and then fun. They're the ones who had to wash it all, period.
Yeah.
Which is nice, but like,
shame.
Ew!
Yeah, what? That's not even fun. That's just lame.
That's just disgusting.
Yeah, losers. But that's fun. Mm. We...
Did you guys do a countdown?
To what?
Like, the last bell?
I did
we
not.
Didn't have a last bell.
Huh?
Because the year 9s and 10s had...
Oh, IGCSE?
Huh?
The exams?
Oh, Cambridge? No, that happened before.
Oh, yeah.
Year 9s and 10s had a half day.
Yeah.
So it was like there was no classes running.
Oh,
so that there was no bell.
Oh, boo.
We had a 5-minute countdown.
I heard about it. We did not have that in drama, but...
Oh, we in drama.
Yeah, I drama was.
Yeah, so all the year 13s came in the quad ended. And we did like
except
a countdown.
Except Emma, obviously.
Yep, except for me. I was not there. I had no idea about
this. And then the school's ducks wasn't there, so the event didn't really happen, if you ask me.
Yeah, and then we had like giant party poppers and like made a video.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cute.
Yeah, we had like a...
How were you not there?
Bro,
she was busy, as
I had
you
a
could
shared
tell.
Lunch. My teacher, like made it like a banquet. Like, it was like... She had long tables with a tablecloth and then, like, ornaments on it.
Oh, that's so cool, actually.
And we had a shared lunch. And then... Listen, I was busy trying not to cry.
Yeah. You know what?
Like, when I gave her my gifts. And then she gave me... She gave all of us cards.
Oh.
And then she gave me an extra gift as well.
I love handwritten cards. It's so personal.
Same.
Yeah.
My friend's little sister asked us all to either make a video or write letters to show her after Leva's dinner. And I wrote her a letter. And it was not very long. But I was, like, low-key upset when I was writing it. Because my friend is going to the UK.
Mm.
She's leaving us forever.
Aww.
The freak.
A lot of people leaving the country is making me sad.
Yeah, I know. Like, do you hate me that much? God forbid. And so she's leaving the country. And in the... My friend's little sister sent me a video of her reading it. And that was... That actually made two tears slip out. More than one. And I was like... And she, in that video, she's just sobbing. Because she's read everybody's letters, right?
Mm.
And she's like crying, screaming, throwing up. And then it's so funny because in the back you can hear my friend's mum be like, Samaya, is that the one that always comes to our house? And she's like, no, because she can't speak. So she just like is shaking her head no. And she's like, is that the one who you always give your laptop to borrow? And she's like, no. And she's like, is that the one who you walk to school with? She's like, no. And then my friend's little sister is just like, no, she's not that one. That's a different one.
That's so funny.
And then I like how my friend actually like found the words to describe me, but all she could say, she's like, she's the one who's like the tallest and she got her driver's license first. And I was like, yeah, thank
that's
you.
That's how you're known.
Yeah, that's how I'm known. Damn. Life is crazy.
Life is crazy.
Yeah, it's moving too fast.
This year felt like a week.
Yeah.
Honestly, I did not feel like we had a whole term.
I had no breaks this year. It was always just one thing after another. Like, every term, there was, like, something big happening. There was, like, all little things connecting things. Like, I have not sat down, you know?
I feel like year 13 is the year where you have something going on every time. Like, you're either having a nice gossip with your friends or you're doing an activity or, like, you're just out.
Yeah, like, every day is a good day. Even the horrible days are a good day.
Because you're so close to being out.
Like, there was at least one class we all enjoyed.
Yeah. Every day had at least one good thing about it. Every school day, I'd say. And I think people who hate year 13 just didn't have the people to enjoy it with. And that makes me really sad for them. But it's also, like, I'm glad I did. I'm grateful that
year 13's the best.
Like, I'm happy for the people who dropped out in year 12 because they want to do something else. And obviously, they're not made for school.
Exactly. I wouldn't stay at school if the work wasn't for a purpose.
But, like, to me, year 13 feels worth it because it's more like less study. It's more like making memories.
It should have been more study, but I but I changed that for myself. But yeah, no, I get what you mean.
Good on you, Emma. You actually did something.
Emma had the best of both worlds.
I did. It's crazy that I, like, literally, arts and academics, like, I ate down.
But
the
thing is,
I can't even be modest about it.
Like, no, there's no point in being modest about it.
I can't be modest.
Like, even if you're given, like, a medical leave certificate and you'll get all your excellences.
I'm really considering getting someone to break my leg before exams.
Yeah. No, you break all your fingers, so you can't write anything.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, that's much better. Yeah. But I still want to do my scholarship exams, and they're all in the mix of all the other ones. If my scholarship ones were all first, I'd get someone to break my hand after that. Yeah. Damn.
Break your hand and then be like, but I have to do my scholarship exam, so I guess I'll suffer through the pain.
Yeah, but then it becomes too much when I have my history exam.
Yeah, no.
Even though it's on the same day as my Latin one.
No, but it's...
No, it's actually painful, bro.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I really can't do it.
Wait, is your Latin one first?
Yep.
Yeah, after writing my Latin exam, my hand hurts too much to write my history exam.
Exactly.
I wish there was something we could do about it. No, I can't afford anything to happen to me. I need to get my business together, mate. Mm.
We can teach each other. Do you know calc?
Yes, that's the only thing I do know.
You teach me, I'll teach you, Kim. Actually, I can't teach you anything.
Yeah, are you sure about that?
I was like, wow, really?
What subjects do you take?
Asian 5.
I can't teach you anything. I can teach you English.
I know English. You know what? In English, every single year, I had pre-written an essay. And then...
Memorized
it? Yeah.
That's what I did.
And then in mocks, I would always get merit. But then in the real exam, I'd always get excellence for the same essay. And I didn't understand why that worked.
Yeah, that's...
I always did better on my mocks.
That's what I'm worried about now. It's like I always do better in mocks and internals, and then my interview exams are not it.
No, this year is different. Trust me.
Sure, surely.
Trust me, this year
surely.
Is different.
Surely, come on.
Because this year...
January is when I will start cursing someone.
Yeah.
Depending on my results.
Like, yeah, I think I might start praying in general. I might find God in January.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say you might become religious for a minute.
I think I might. I'm considering it.
Yeah, like you're not gonna see me in January, I think.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be living at the church.
I'm in the same country as you in January. I will come.
Oh yes, we will be there. Krishna will be at the temple and I'll be at the mosque.
Yes.
Trust me, bro. Trust me. Oh my god, I don't want to open my results.
Don't worry, I'll video call you and I'll just like, yes, please, just like, tap me down.
No, she'll pray for you.
Please do, please.
If you're of any faith, any religion, please pray for Emma and
Thank
her
you.
Excellences.
Thank you, please, I need it.
From any entity out there, she needs the grace and the mercy.
Even the gods we don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever you believe in, hope that they bless Emma.
You
yeah.
believe in Beyonce, you go for it.
Yes, exactly.
Beyonce.
If you believe in
Thank
capitalism.
Thank you, Beyonce, in advance. Oh,
yeah. Wait. Thank you, Beyonce, for all of these awards.
This is oh, my God, I forgot to thank Beyonce last night.
Oh, no.
Oh, I should have done it when I got my doc's trophy.
Wait, you get to say something?
No, I should have just yelled. I was yelling when I was, like, running. Because people were yelling at me, and I was like, someone was like, run him, and I was like, I am!
Oh, yeah. If you said thank you, Beyonce, or, like, this wouldn't have been possible without Beyonce, so thank you.
I should have, I forgot.
But that joke is old. God. I hope people still get it.
Yeah,
it's
surely,
really funny to me.
I feel like it's an inside joke.
That was the funniest part of TikTok for me for, like, months.
Same. What did JoJo Siwa say one time? She's like, thank you to, like, dance moms and whatever, but thank you to Beyonce. I don't know how she helped me, but she did. Trust me.
That's so funny.
Wait, this was Taylor Swift, right?
So close, but no.
No, I swear Taylor Swift thanked Beyonce, didn't she not?
Do you want
because okay, well, that's a long story.
Let's backtrack.
Okay.
You can go first, Emma.
No, because the thing was that, like, Kanye West was, like, I don't let you finish Taylor,
I
but
feel like
Beyonce
everyone's
had
thanked
the best...
Beyonce now.
No, yeah, so... no, because, like, when people were talking about, like, Beyonce being involved in, like, the Diddy thing.
Yeah, the Diddy party.
Then people were like, oh my god, Taylor Swift should have thanked Beyonce, and then Kanye West wouldn't have stolen... I don't know. Or there's a theory about, like, Kanye West was saving Taylor Swift from Beyonce killing
so,
her.
Basically, everybody who's ever won, like, a music award that Beyonce was nominated for, they... Say thank
oh
you, Beyonce.
God. We've had an episode on this.
Yes, we
yeah,
have.
Yeah, we have. That's right.
Never mind.
My favorite conspiracy theories was that Beyonce was just killing people.
Yeah.
Because at the time I was like, yeah, this is are legit, and then now I'm like, what the
yeah,
hell?
Like, what are we saying?
So, I remember. It was such a good episode.
Exactly. The thing was, like, if you don't thank Beyonce, she'll kill you. So basically what Kanye West, well, what people think Kanye West did was save Taylor from being killed, because if she didn't thank Beyonce, like, if the spotlight didn't go back to Beyonce, somehow she'd kill Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So then he took one for the team, I guess. But
oh, it was a fun time of TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok is not real, bro. People aren't doing anything on there.
I'm going to be so sad when I go to India. TikTok is not going to work.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but when you go to India, Instagram Reels become so funny. Like, I don't know how to explain it to you. I've never had funnier Reels show up on my For You page than when I'm in India.
That's so funny.
And they're not even Indian, like, Reels. They're just, like, general, but they're so funny. Like, Indian people are hilarious. As me, as an Indian, I say that because I want to compliment myself. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No worries, Krishna. But, oh, I just can't. This is one of our last few episodes.
Don't do that.
Don't. Get out.
Because we can't do next week because we have the history exam.
Exactly. I can't do next week because I'll probably be crying. So, after my English exam, and then I have my chem exam the next day.
I can do the week after next week.
Me too, nothing. Actually.
I think I can.
Actually, yes, I can.
Let me look at how my eight exams spread out.
I've got like a 3-day gap.
Oh, yeah, I have a, like, 5-day gap, so I can definitely do it.
Yeah, and then I'm done.
Oh, yeah, I have...
life is crazy.
I have drama scholarship in the morning. This is what my exams look like.
Oh, God
forbid.
Wow,
like, really spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're busy the entire month. After the 18th, because it's the physics exam, I'm finished!
Yay!
Because I'm not doing the chemistry scholarship exam. No, thank you.
Are you doing any scholarship exam?
What if
it's okay if you say no, I'm not doing any.
Okay, no, I'm not.
Okay,
I was going to do a calculus scholarship, but I'm sorry,
why
I'm not.
Why would you do that?
I'm not as smart as I thought I was.
One of my friends did it for LOLs last year, and there was only like two people that did it, and she got like 3 marks, and so technically she's the top in classics, calculus.
Yeah, just because she tried.
I love her.
I would take that opportunity, but unfortunately, 80 million trillion people from my school are doing the exam.
She was so convinced she was going to get a zero that when she opened the results, we were in tutor, and all of us, she was like, I'm going to get a zero, and we were like, open it and see. She got a 3, and we all started clapping.
But she got it, right?
That's about to be...
She got 3 points.
So no.
No.
Okay.
So close, but no.
You need like 14, I think.
Well...
How many have you got so far?
Scholarships.
Yeah. No, like, how many have you achieved?
1.
Oh, $500 in the bank.
Yay. Yep. We did it. This is making me think I need to study. So before I waste any more time than I already have, this is Samaya.
Emma.
And Krishna.
Over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.